So, before I ask for comments, questions, etc., I want to emphasize a couple of things here. Homework related, in a sense. So, your homework is the practice, of course. And for this coming week, you should try and, however long you're practicing, whatever long your practice period is, split it in half like we did tonight. Half self, half benefactor. And sort of stick with that. In terms of who you've chosen as a benefactor, I know some people, it's like, especially if you're new to this practice, it's like, oh, what about this person or that person? It's okay now, this week, maybe next week too, who knows, to sort of try out, to test drive a couple of different benefactors, in a sense, and see who you connect with, who it feels right. That's a perfectly fine thing to do. Until you, well, eventually you should pick a particular person and then stick with that person for a long time. Because that will really help with the concentration aspect of the practice. You'll be able to concentrate more if you have the same person all the time. It just, that's how the mind works. It gets, oh, it's that familiar person I'm supposed to be offering metta to, and it sort of falls into that groove more easily. Concentration builds that way. And one other little thing, and this is not part of the official teaching at all, I'm sure, but it's something I've worked with a lot and works for me, especially when I'm having sort of, I'm struggling to connect. I'm having one of those, oh, my mind's wandering. It's, every time I say the phrases for my benefactor, or for when we get to other categories, this works too. So I say person's name first. So I say, Guy, may you be safe, may you be happy. And just saying that name helps me sort of connect to that person in some way. This works for me. This is a, it's a hint, a try it out, see if it works for you. It might help, it might be just get in the way. But I found it's, for me at least, it's quite helpful to have that little bit of wording. So now, what I'd like to suggest is that we open the floor again, as we always do. I'm open to questions, I'm open to comments, I'm open to hearing how things are going with this new category or person, what that was like to have to shift in the middle, in a sense. Always like to tune into what it means for them as opposed to for you, or whatever. All you do, just turn on your mic and start talking. That's a perfectly valid way to do this at this point.
Yeah, I guess I can ask a question. I found that is much more difficult for me, and this is part of the reason I haven't practiced metta in the past, is I find it very difficult to do, to visualize other people. I actually have a condition called aphantasia, where I just have no mind's eye, and visualization is just very difficult. And so it's like feels very abstract, like when I'm trying to think of other people, trying to think like, okay, what makes them safe? It's like I have to like find bullet points in my head, you know, to try to like the whole thing feels very abstract. And so I wonder how much of this is driven through visualization when you're thinking of other people.
Okay. So, two things.
Yeah.
One is it's okay to the visualization to be of the Cheshire cat variety, you know? You can see their eyes and their smile. That might be a great visualization. Okay. Number two, and I this is something that just came to mind now. If you have a picture of this person, then before you start saying the phrases and tuning into the meaning of the phrases, just look at the picture for 15 seconds and see if that helps you connect to the visual image of the person. This is very unofficial. Not part of the traditional teaching because this is the teaching 2,000 years ago. Nobody had photographs, right? Of the but if that helps, it's just a thought. Just another thought. Might try that and see if it works. If it just seems to be getting in the way, then for you maybe the meaning of the phrases and the repetition become much more important. And maybe once again instead of the visualization, there's just like I said, as I suggested, think of the time when you were with this person and what that was like. And maybe that's part of the beginning process for you tuning into the meetings. You might also think, oh yeah, we always used to sit on the porch with a cup of coffee and we sipped the coffee and we talked. Whatever that story is behind how this person is your benefactor, that might be a way to connect to that sense of that person a bit more. But the more we can connect in all three ways, the better. But at the same time, if it's getting in the way, if you're spinning out into thought trying to figure out how to do it, don't go there either. Okay, well, I actually have, of course, a little bit of poetry here to finish off. This is once again from Mary Oliver. And, this particular poem, this is like just the first section of a quite a long poem. It's called At the River Clarion. I don't know who God is exactly, but I'll tell you this. I was sitting in the river named Clarion on a water-splashed stone, and all afternoon I listened to the voices of the river talking. Wherever the water struck the stone, it had something to say, and the water itself, and even the mosses trailing under the water. And slowly, very slowly, it became clear to me what they were saying. Said the river, I am part of holiness. And I too, said the stone. And I too, whispered the moss beneath the water. I'd been to that river before a few times. Don't blame the river that nothing happened quickly. You don't hear such voices in an hour or a day. You don't hear them at all if selfhood has stuffed your ears. And it's difficult to hear anything anyway through all the traffic and ambition. Just talks very clearly about what we have to watch for as we delve into this practice. That sense of her, she's really listening, taking in what's going on. In this case, the river, but this is this, or that what arises in our mind is just a river of thought, right? So it's a classic Buddhist image as well. May the beneficial energies arising from our practice here together today become the causes and conditions for the end of suffering and the awakening of all beings everywhere.